Just going to follow what Joe has brought before us this evening with just a couple more very brief and very short thoughts. But the challenge that Joe brought before us tonight has to do with our affections. And let's read a couple of verses from Colossians chapter 3. And it speaks here of our affections. And that is the question that we need to put before ourselves tonight. And that is, what are my affections set on? Where are they? Where am I spending my time? What am I filling my thoughts with? And that's the question that is placed before us in these first three verses of Colossians chapter 3. Verse 1, verse 2, verse 3. We read there, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." And as these verses open to us, it says, "If ye then be risen with Christ." It's a statement of fact that is presented by the apostle here. It's not an if of doubt. It's an if of statement of fact. He says, it's the result of, or since then ye are risen with Christ. It is the position that we are in as believers who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior. And he says, if then ye be risen with Christ. But it also gives to us the place, defines to us the place where Christ is right now. If ye then be risen with Christ. So it's testimony to the fact that Christ is no longer in the grave, but that the grave has been opened. And as the angel said, "Behold, he is not here. He is risen." And it gives testimony to the fact that is very paramount for us, that Christ is in the glory at the right hand of God on high. And what does that define? We have been speaking today extensively with regards to the purposes of God. And Christ in the glory is the conclusion of the very fact that God will accomplish his purpose. And Christ is testimony to that because he's risen from the dead and seated at the Father's right hand. And he's your and my Savior and my Lord. If Christ was still on the cross or still on the grave, what we see there is all of the purpose, all the purposes of the heart of man that cries out, "Away with this man, we'll not have him to rule over us." And man says, "I deny Jesus Christ as Lord, and I don't want him. He is not my King, my Lord, my Savior, and in fact, we'll kill him, crucify him, and then we will not have to answer to this righteous man." But that's the end of the purposes of man. But God has a far higher thought. His ways are not our ways. And God also has a purpose. And he will accomplish that purpose. And he will do it through the person of his Son, the one whom he had reserved in heaven before he created this world, that he gave when he gave his only begotten Son, who came into this world, who went to the cross, who died for you and for me, who was the sin bearer, and who for once and forever answered that sin question before a righteous and a holy God. And God said, I am satisfied in him. The Lord said, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work that you have given me to do. And God was glorified. And by the glory of the Father, he has raised this same Jesus, whom men crucified and slain, and made him both Lord and Christ, the anointed one who is seated at the right hand on high. And he says here in the scriptures, if then ye be risen with Christ. So since this is your state or your standing as one who has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, who has accepted God's atonement for you through his only begotten Son, then he says, seek. Seek. If that's the state, if that's your confession, and since it is the confession that we have made, Jesus Christ, our Savior, that one that God hath made, both Lord and Christ, then seek. Seek what? Seek those things which are above. And this is what Joel reminded us of. There's many things in this world that, as Joe put it, and as it was mentioned in prayer, that legitimately we need to be occupied with. But what do they do? We need to take those things and we need to manage those things in a manner that allows the Lord to ever have his rightful place in each one of our lives as Lord of our life. But the moment that those things take and occupy us in those legitimate things and take us away from communion with the Lord, spending time with the Lord, then they become that which take us away from the Lord and from communion with him. But he says here, seek. And that takes energy. Now, I'm not one. I could be. But I am not one who is a sports fan. I don't follow hockey, football, or any basketball or anything like that. And yet, I actually love some of those things and could very much follow those things. But how many of you, when we think of these things, can rattle off the names of the team players, the number of their jersey, the number of their goals, like this? Why? We've sought after those things, and because we love them, we find something in them, right? They stick and we remember them without even trying. Try and memorize the scripture verse the same way. But you know, one of the ways that I find even for myself to remember a scripture is by taking the example of what we just spoke of in thinking of those athletes who put the energy to become professional athletes, and then we know them. But now, when I come to a scripture, and instead of memorizing it so that it's now something that I know the words of that verse, and that's what they are, words of a verse. Or I come and I'm like, look what the scriptures are saying to me. And take in and understand this is what this verse means. He says, if you're risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. And now I can appropriate and start. That verse becomes a part of me, as that other information is so easy that it becomes a part of every one of us. That we learn by just absorbing that information. So easy. But the scripture says, seek those things which are above. That's where Christ is. Christ is at the right hand of the majesty on high. Seek him there. What do we know of Christ? What do we know of his statistics? It's a challenge that we put and need to put before ourselves day by day as we walk through the scene day by day. And so he says, seek those things which are above. And so it's in contrast to seeking those things which are here below. And I don't want you to get the impression, young people, that it's not important, that we need to occupy ourselves with that which the Lord has put in our hands to do, and do it as unto him for his glory. And to do it with every effort and ounce of strength that the Lord gives us, and the ability, the natural ability that he has given to every one of us to apply to that which he has given us to do. And in so many different areas, in so many different professions, in so many different things.